Penguin Random House Audio presents Injection Burn, A Dire Earth Novel by Jason M. Huff. Read for you by Simon Vance. I couldn't go. Couldn't be boxed in a ship like that, knowing Earth is free again. Everyone's an immune now. That's a party I couldn't miss. Scads, 2285. Overheard at Woon's Tavern. Prologue. Darwin, Australia, 11th February, 2331. 2. Fleet. From unintelligible, known in situ as Eve. Classification urgent, full spectrum broadcast, maximum encryption. I believe our search is finally over. At a planet known locally as Earth, relevant details attached, a species calling itself human has sufficiently overcome the tests we defined, with revisions by myself en route, based on latest gathered intelligence as of 005505.332.14a, and subsequent adjustments agreed to and implemented by fleet majority. Some of you may be allowing a small amount of cautious optimism at this point. After all, we've come this far 3 times before, and yet made no real progress in freeing our creators. But there is something new here that cannot be understated, an unexpected discovery that I believe merits not just optimism, but also a drastic change to our plan. A small percentage of these humans are unaffected by the viral analogue we devised. Completely immune, for reasons I have yet to comprehend. Tests are underway, details forthcoming, analysis appreciated. In all their number, only a few appear to feature this characteristic, and yet they were largely responsible for overcoming our test regimen. Moreover, most of them have agreed to help us, despite reservations about our methodology in determining their suitability. They are within my hull even now, devising a course of action that I feel is promising. Hence my optimism, no, my certainty, that it is time to alter our own approach to ending this siege. My plan requires the assistance of a majority of you if it is to succeed. I am currently en route to unintelligible, known as Kepler-22, at maximum velocity. I hope you will consider my request and lend support to this effort. Eve, via artificial low-mind transference vessel which sends greetings to its kin. Chapter 1. Staging Area Sigma, 3rd August 3911. The two spacecraft came to rest in a vast swath of nothingness, deep in interstellar space. They were identical, perfect twins, spaced with nanometer precision exactly 10,000 kilometers apart. Both were pointed in the same direction, toward a star some 300 light-years distant. Captain Gloria Zandi let out a long breath. Her ship, the Wildflower, stood poised on the edge of history, and she found herself profoundly uncomfortable with that. The whole endeavour had been a series of small compromises and allowances that now, here at the brink, amounted to the sort of thing she'd never have agreed to if presented all at once. Dangerous, reckless, and hastily planned. Which were the exact same reasons the Lonesome had been lost in the first place. The reason this search and rescue mission, maybe the most critical in human history, was even necessary. She glanced to her right, where her co-pilot should be. No one sat there. There wasn't even a chair anymore. The Wildflower had been stripped of all non-essential equipment, and then quite a lot of essential equipment, in order to make her ready for this scheme. "We're in position," came the voice of her counterpart. The mission lead, Captain Sutter of the Zephyr. He had the benefit of more experience with this sort of thing, not to mention a reputation for a crew that worshipped his every action. Perhaps that was why he seemed to have no real concern for what was about to happen. No one to question his orders.
"Want me to answer him, boss?" Zavi asked.
her navigator, one deck below, very much the sort who questioned orders, the only bit of normalcy on this entire mission. He'd been with her for going on 6 years, and she thought of him as her own little brother, a rebellious, often embarrassing little brother, despite the fact they looked nothing alike. He was a squat, wide, bulldog of a man who'd embraced his Australian heritage with absolute zeal, a persona that paired perfectly with his longish, sandy blonde hair and perpetually sun-narrowed ice-blue eyes. Gloria was lithe, very dark, and kept her afro cut close to the scalp. When he stood beside her, it was as if someone had tried and succeeded at finding the two human beings most unlike each other. What they had in common was their age, 27, and this ship. The rest of her usual crew, 6 others, had been left behind, another compromise to reach the goal mass. Instead of a total of 8, she had a 3-person crew now, and the third was a stranger, a wild card. Gloria shifted, uncomfortable in the extreme. "I'll handle it, thank you. Just keep an eye on the position and let the computer do its thing." "Sure thing, boss," Xavi said. Gloria puffed out her cheeks, let out the breath, and sent her reply to Sutter. "We're in the green here too. Ready when you are." With that she reached for the part of her interface that would signal her intent to proceed. Her finger hovered for an instant before she forced it down. The icon shifted from yellow to an all-too-pleasant green. "Prepare for fold manoeuvre," a faintly accented calming voice said over the comm. "Synchro protocol in effect. Initial burn will commence at the pleasure of Sutter, Zephyr. Stand by." A minute passed before Sutter replied.
"We have your helm. 10 minutes to burn."
"Understood," Gloria sent back, glad for the additional time to prepare herself mentally. On the local comm, she said, "Both of you meet me in the mess for one final review." "Hmm," Xavi acknowledged, followed by the sounds of his harness unbuckling. His couch was on the deck just below her own, the ship's main body being oriented in a vertical stack of 8 decks. The newcomer's reply came next. "Okay," was all she said. And Gloria had to remind herself that Beth Lee was unaccustomed to hierarchy, protocol. For that matter, unaccustomed to flying aboard the ships that utilized the technology she helped invent. The Mousy engineer had flown before, sure, but according to her file, it had always been as an observer, nothing more, a subject matter expert. Bringing her along for this mission had been the biggest and most difficult of the concessions Gloria had made, for it meant leaving her own trusted engineer behind. Not to mention her mechanic, her medic, both science officers, and her co-pilot.
"Humans are heavy, and so is the food and water they require,"
the OEA logistics officer had said with almost total indifference. And that was that. Out of her couch, Gloria rolled and oriented herself down, drifting along behind Xavi, using blue rungs that protruded from every available surface to guide herself down to the mess hall. The wildflower had a hollow spine running from one end to the other, her decks stacked like a pile of doughnuts, only open toward the interior. The mess hall was one above the middle floor, which served as central airlock. It consisted of a small kitchen, food storage, and 2 booth-style tables and benches for use while under thrust or attached to a space elevator. Adrift as they were, Gloria shunned the seats in favour of simply floating within the hollow spine of the ship, both feet tucked under blue stabilisation rungs to keep her in place. Xavi rummaged through one of the food bins, joining her a few seconds later with a fistful of nutrient bulbs. He floated one across to her and she caught it deftly. Their companion drifted up from below. Beth Lee may not have many flight hours logged, but she knew her way around a zero-G environment, Gloria noted. The tiny woman had come up feet first, rotated, and positioned herself between her 2 crewmates with precise, economic movements. No grace to it, but the results were all that mattered. Gloria examined the label of the nutrient bulb, shrugged at what she saw there, and used 2 fingers to pinch some of the contents into her mouth, 1 bite at a time. She glanced at the selected dish, cherry smoothie, and suppressed a grin. Her favourite, as any of her regulars would know. Xavi winked when she glanced up at him before crushing his bulb with a meaty fist, inhaling the entire meal in 1 fell swoop. Gloria returned his thoughtfulness with a stern glare.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?